Liz Pelka. Iranian officials dismissing new U.S. sanctions on Tuesday. The country proclaiming the sanctions put an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. President Hassan Rouhani responding, he says here the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday during a visit to Jerusalem that President Donald Trump has held the door open to real negotiations and that Iran has responded with what he called deafening silence. He also says all options remain on the table if Iran exceeds the uranium enrichment limit agreed under the 2015 nuclear deal.
As we understand it from European foreign ministries, their view would be that it would be a very serious mistake for Iran to ignore those limits.
Bolton spoke at a press conference following a high-profile trilateral security summit in Jerusalem. China has high hopes for an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, that it will help build trust and de-escalate the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said Monday the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg urged Russia Tuesday to destroy a new missile before an August deadline. That would save the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty that keeps land-based nuclear warheads out of Europe.
We call on Russia to take the responsible path. But unfortunately, we have seen no indication that Russia intends to do so. In fact, it continues to develop and field the new missiles.
NATO defense ministers will discuss their next steps on Wednesday if Moscow maintains the missile system. The United States says the system allows short-notice nuclear attacks on Europe and breaks the INF treaty. Without a deal, the United States will withdraw from the treaty on August 2nd. Palestinians and their supporters have protested against a two-day conference in Bahrain, where the United States is presenting its peace plan for the Middle East. President Trump has called the plan the deal of the century for Palestinians. It's not clear if the economic plan has any chance of success without a political solution in place. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
Protesters marched in the West Bank on Monday, a day ahead of the American-led Middle East conference in Bahrain's capital, Manama. Thousands of their supporters took to the streets of Morocco's capital, Rabat.
The states, individuals, governments, and institutions that have chosen to participate in the conference have chosen to belong to the traitor camp.
Opinions on the meeting, also known as the Peace to Prosperity Workshop, are divided even in the participating countries. The United States is represented by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, the chief engineer of the plan.
The plan would invest about $50 billion in the region. It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinian leaders have condemned the U.S. economic plan, which they say is seeking to deprive them of an independent state. Protesters say they will keep the pressure on the government in Georgia's capital, calling for reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister.
Innocent people are still in hospitals. They are still in prisons. So innocent people should be freed, and he should leave for what he did.
The leader of Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced large-scale political reform on Monday, but the announcement fell short of satisfying protesters' demands. Protests began Thursday in response to a visit by a Russian legislator to Georgia's parliament. We have more on that story and others on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of OFA 1. It's today's exclusive hits. all wrapped up in one station.